Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on the program tonight, markets and company news. Joining us from Just One Lap is Simon Brown. Simon, let's start with Investec, posting a record interim dividend. Profits climb, talks about a solid first half. All looks pretty good to me.
Evening, Jeremy. I think solid is the word. I mean, these are results for September. So, of course, I mean, locally, we'd only had our first rate cut, what, 9 days before the period, and the UK a little bit sooner. So, really end of cycle. We did see bad debts increasing a little bit, but nothing too severe there. Cost-to-income ratio, the one I always look at, actually dropped to the low 50%. That as costs increased slower than what they saw revenue. And overall, yeah, not bad. Return on equity a little bit lower, but within the bottom end of their range, I suppose. So a solid set, I think, is probably exactly the right way to describe it.
So we have a solid description from Investec and Mr. Price coming back and saying it's weathered a challenging first half.
Yeah, it absolutely has. And truthfully, the first half was not very pretty. Yeah, they did, 5.1% increase in group retail sales, but like for like, comparable stores only up 0.4%. They don't tell us what internal inflation was, but there's no chance it was 0.4 or less. So, in other words, they were actually down on volumes. That in of itself, again, not surprising. It's been a really, really tough year so far, 6 months in the case of Mr. Price. But what really got the market encouraged is they took about momentum in the second quarter and then into the second half. So sales subsequent to 28 September, which is the period end, 7 weeks of sales, up 12.4%, a lot stronger. A lot of that probably two-pot money starting to flow through, but the market liked it. They're also still picking up market share, and they improved their margins another 1.1%. All in all, a really good set of numbers from Mr. Price.
And Southern Sun, Simon, this is really a post-COVID recovery story in many respects. Higher first-half profits, and because things are starting to normalize after the pandemic, it's got some very encouraging data out regarding occupancy rates.
Absolutely. And this really is showing how the leverage impact. Their occupancy is at 58.9%. That's up 2.6%. That sees revenue up 6%. Neither of those are massively huge, but the thing with a hotel is you've got that room in the hotel. And if there's no one there, there's a little bit of a cost, but there's no revenue. As soon as you can get someone to use that hotel room, immediately you get a whole lot of revenue flowing, and you don't get much increase in cost. Sure, you've got to get someone to go in and clean it. You've got to change the sheets. But the revenue pretty much drops to the bottom line. Hence, for a 6% increase in revenue, basic earnings adjusted up 39%. And that's exactly what you want to see from these sorts of stocks. Question is, can they get those occupancies into the 60s, maybe even mid-60%? I think we should see a better 2025. That should help push it higher. And of course, we've got the G20 late next year, which is still a long way before it comes through results. But that is going to give hoteliers in Johannesburg a significant boost.
And Simon, if people are not going on holiday and staying at hotels, it looks like they're possibly buying furniture, because the Lewis Group reporting a 41.5% increase in headline earnings. Again, it's just an indication of the loosening of the pocket.
It absolutely is. I mean, Lewis is a bit of a machine. I call them a bank that sells furniture, and I don't think that's particularly unfair. They do sell furniture, but they make their money from the financial services, the hire purchase agreements that they sort of wrap around those sales that they do. That is their key income generator. They are immensely good at managing bad debts. They're really good at who they sold to, being cautious on selling to folks who will potentially default. They've always been really good at it. They pay a strong dividend, and they've done massive share buybacks. The share count is down about a third in the last decade, which means if you were a shareholder 10 years ago, your slice of the business is effectively a third larger just because of those shares that they bought back. They're an absolute machine and have been for some time now.
And Simon, talking about machines, we're going to see a mega machine emerge as a result of this 400 billion rand 91 Sanlam tie-up.
Yeah, this is actually quite fascinating. So Sanlam, of course, is a long-term insurer. You pay them money to insure your life. and then at some point they then return that money to you on your passing. What happens is they take that money and they invest it into the market. And we started to see companies like Sanlam, who for a long time have tried their own investments, essentially throwing in the towel and saying, you know what, that's not our core competency. We're not able to do good enough returns at low enough costs, so let's bring in the experts. In this case, in 91, it's about 400 billion rands worth. I think we're probably going to see some more of this going forward. I think we'll probably also see some moving into the passive space with ETFs and the like, rather than active. But it is a case of, you know, 91 are asset managers. This is what they do. They manage money on behalf of clients. Sanlam sells long-term insurance. Each stick to their netting. I think it can work potentially very well for both of them. Better returns for Sanlam and potentially some good fees earned for 91.
And Tiger Brands, I see, Simon, has found a buyer for its baby wellness unit, and this is all part of a restructuring as far as the company is concerned, and perhaps focusing more on core product, which is in the food sector.
Absolutely. You know, that is, if you think Tiger Brands, you think food, you think ginger biscuits, you think Tiger Oats, but they've got the personal hygiene, the health products, which has been a modest part of their business, not significant, but it's never really done particularly well. And they call it the overview of the well-being business. They have found a purchaser. We'll see more coming, I think, in time as they sell off the various different brands. Some they'll try and do sort of large sales, but this is Tiger Brands kind of returning to its roots. The irony is, I remember back probably in the early to mid, maybe even late 90s, as Tiger Brands was expanding beyond just food into personal care and the like, and they kept on saying, leverage their brand building ability, leverage their manufacturing. Can't help wondering if at some point, Jeremy, when you and I are very much older, the conversation will be the other way around. But for now, Tiger Brands is very much cleaning up their portfolio.
And Simon, talking about Tiger Brands, I know that you also follow cryptocurrency with a degree of interest, and it's really been taking its jungle oats, because the question now is Bitcoin going to break $100,000?
Oh, Jeremy, that's not the question. The question is, when does it break? I mean, yes, Bitcoin's going to break 100,000. It is a huge psychological barrier. I mean, I can remember the break for 1,000 and the excitement when that happened, and 10,000 and 50,000. Truthfully, 100,000, 99, not much of a difference, but it's that psychology to it. It's trading just off. It's trading just below 98,000. Is it going to break 100? It is. And I think probably sooner than later. Although often what we see with this is that magic round number almost acts as a magnet. So Bitcoin will get there, it will trade a bit, and I wouldn't be surprised if we then see a correction. And of course, when Bitcoin sells off, it could go back to, I don't know, 90, 85,000, and then take some time to recover it. But we're definitely going to see 100,000, and I think probably in the next couple of days, if not weeks.
Always appreciate your time and your analysis. Simon Brown from Just One Lap.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.
And that's where we're going to leave Hot 1027 Business with MoneyWeb for this evening. Back on Monday at 6 o'clock. Good night, stay invested, and thank you for listening.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.